Guys, so we got a bunch of storytellers tonight, and guess what? The first one is me, suckers. I'm gonna talk to you. Yeah. Oh, man. Take a breather. I'm really bad at doing that. So let me tell you about my May. May has been a really, really busy month for me. So I moved at the start of May. I have done 8 shows with the Nerdalogs this May. Well, I've done 7. 8 is tomorrow. That may not sound like a lot if, you know, depending on the type of shows you do, but I've had to learn new songs for every show. So it's kind of a lot. This past week, not counting today, my last 4 work days were 12 hours, 14 hours, 11 hours, 11 hours. I'm very, very busy. And it the weird thing is I don't even hate it, but I just wish I could take a breather more often. But, you know, I look at my creative heroes, people like Nico Case and Scott Aukerman. These are people who are also unreasonably busy. And it's like, man, maybe that's a problem. Maybe I need to look somewhere else for my inspiration. Like, I love comic books. I manage a comic book store. That's where I've been for fucking 60 hours this past week. I just literally this week, I decided, you know who I'm going to get into? I'm going to get into The Flash. And that's not good. That's horrible. That is just confirming my addiction to being busy. The Flash is someone who is so fast that he can literally pretty much do everything at once. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of comic book history, because there's a couple different Flashes that I could pick from my role model. So the one you guys probably all know, thanks to the CW TV show, which is pretty good, is Barry Allen. He's kind of the classic Silver Age Flash, the one that put on the costume that's most recognizable, kind of the everyman relatable, like, oh, I'm this down-home guy who happens to have superpowers. Barry Allen ran himself to death to save his friends in a crisis on Infinite Earth. So maybe he's not a great role model for me. Maybe he goes a little too fast. And then there's Wally West. Wally is my favorite Flash. Wally was originally Kid Flash. He worked with Barry. And then when Barry did die in Crisis, he kind of became the main Flash. Wally's just, you know, an easygoing guy. He's lighthearted. He's got this sense of humor. He doesn't push himself to quite Barry's extreme, but he still works really, really hard. Wally met an end, unfortunately, when a malevolent entity stole 10 years from all our heroes' lives. As we just learned this week in DC Comics Rebirth, he was unwritten from reality. So that's the end I have to look forward to as a fan of Wally. And then there's Jay Garrick. So Jay is the very first Flash. He is the Golden Age Flash, as they say, the 1940s hero. He's an old guy, wears like a Hermes helmet on his head made out of metal. Jay is pretty legit, man. Jay stuck it out through all his years, even still at this ripe old age. He's still the Flash, still helping people, but he definitely knows how to slow down. He's got a wife, you know, he's got a great family, got lots of rich friendships. He can be a hero, but he can turn it off. Maybe Jay is the kind of person that I should be like. Maybe Jay is my Flash. But then I think, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can be like Jay. Maybe I need some malevolent force to take 10 years out of reality, and that's how I'll finally get a breather. Until then, I'm going to keep doing this shit. I'm going to introduce our next speaker, because that's all I want to say about The Flash and being busy. I'm going to keep doing it. I had more to that story, but I didn't write it down because I was too fucking busy to write it down. So that's what I remember tonight. But no, man, you know, things are good. I really love doing this. I love being here. Thank you all for being here tonight. I guess those are more like opening remarks in the story. And with all that knowledge of The Flash in your heads, let's please get to our first actual